For this Thursday, February 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Coming up tomorrow night, it is the semifinal round for boys high school basketball sectionals. The Mount Vernon Wildcats will take on Bossy tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. This will be for a spot in the championship game. The Wildcats defeated Gibson Southern on Tuesday in the first round, 43-36. You will be able to hear the action tomorrow night on the radio at 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Wildcat Youth Basketball Association posted on Facebook that there will be a fan bus for tomorrow night's game for any high school student that wants to attend. The game ticket will be free for any student who signs up and rides the bus. Sign-ups are in the athletic office. Mount Vernon Boys Basketball senior Nico Burnett was named to the Hoosier Basketball Coaches Association All-District 2 team that was released on Wednesday. Nico is currently averaging 16.2 points per game. He is also the school's second all-time leading scorer with over 1,300 points. The North Posey Vikings boys basketball team will also be in action tomorrow night in the semifinal round of the Class 2A Sectional 48. The Vikings beat South Spencer on Tuesday 60-49. North Posey will battle Perry Central tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Huntingburg Memorial Gym. Be sure to catch the action tomorrow night on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Vikings senior Jackson Graff, who was a key piece on the basketball court, received some football recognition the other day. Graff was awarded the valedictorian Award by the Indiana Football Coaches Association for the class of 2024. The North Posey Performing Arts posted on Facebook that tickets for North Posey High School's production of Footloose will go on sale tomorrow at 12 noon. Adult tickets are $10 and student tickets are $5. If you have any questions, please contact Victoria Schaefer at vschaefer@northposey.k12.in.us. These shows are March 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7 p.m. at the North Posey High School Auditorium. Some news just outside of Posey County, the University of Evansville is one of multiple community partners benefiting from $2.2 million in a trust gift. Each organization will receive approximately $275,000 as part of the money gifted by the Robert and Patricia Johnson Trust. University officials say they will use the money to help reduce the cost of college for students. Switching to some sports from last night in local action, men's college basketball. The Evansville Purple Aces got beat at home against Indiana State 85-67. Robbie Avila had 35 points for the Sycamores, and Kenny Strawbridge Jr. scored 14 points for Evansville. The Sycamores improved to 25-5 overall and 16-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They clinched a share of the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title. Evansville drops to 15-15. They're now 6-13 in the conference. The Aces will close out the regular season on Sunday in Nashville at Belmont. The Sycamores return home on Sunday to face Murray State. 13th-ranked Illinois protected their home court last night with a 105-97 win over Minnesota. The Fighting Illini run their record of 21-7 and 12-5 in the Big Ten. Louisville got hammered at Duke 84-59. The Cards tumbled 8-20 and 3-14 in the conference. From the NBA last evening, the Indiana Pacers finished up their four-game homestand with a 123-114 win over the New Orleans Pelicans. Pascal Siakam had 24 points and 11 rebounds. Tyrese Halliburton scored 17 points and dished out 13 assists. Miles Turner added 14 points and 10 rebounds. Indiana went 3-1 on their four-game homestand, as they are now 34-26 on the season. The Pacers will now hit the road and play the Pelicans again on Friday. Coming up tonight in local college sports, both the USI women's and men's basketball team is home on campus taking on Lindenwood. The women's game tips at 5 o'clock. The men's game will follow around 7:30. USI women's basketball has already won the OVC regular season championship as they are 20-6 overall and 15-1 in the conference. USI men's basketball is 8-21 in the season and 5-11 in the OVC. They are currently tied with Tennessee Tech for 8th in the conference, and the top 8 teams make the OVC tournament. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, February 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.